I begin, I wish to offer a special thanks to John, Brian, there he is, Andy, Ann, and Deb for helping me to bring you my message today. In our gospel reading today, Jesus comes and stands among his disciples and says, "Peace be with you." And then he later continues by saying, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Then when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And my brothers and sisters, we also have received the Holy Spirit when we were baptized, and we also have been sent out by Christ Jesus to spread the good news. At the dismissal, I'm always imploring you to go outside these red doors to love and serve God. The question for each of us is, exactly how do we do that? How are we to communicate with someone else who Christ Jesus is and why we want to serve him and share him with the world? I'm not sure that what Christ Jesus means to each of us is expressed more as in how Jesus lives deep inside of us rather than in what we do in service. I do believe it starts with the face of our faith. How does that faith get renewed each day and then express itself in us so that we are able to take it outside the doors of our own home and love and serve God? Let's see how we can start our day. Oh my, there's one grumpy guy. I'm sorry that we had a little technical difficulty, so it's not over here. So you folks will have to kind of crane your head. That reminds me of a popular classical short story by Franz Kafka called Metamorphosis, where the protagonist wakes to find himself having inexplicably been changed into a cockroach who is in his bed on his back. These insects, once on their back, cannot turn over, therefore presenting a problem with just getting out of bed. Okay, this really has nothing to do with anything, but I will leave you with that and perhaps a desire to read the story. Luckily, that predicament is not likely to happen to any of us. So let's look at a day in our own apostle life. Here's how we could start. I would imagine us waking, stretching, and generally greeting the world. Our first thoughts would be of thanking Christ Jesus for being with us 24/7. And we also want to thank and praise him for his ultimate sacrifice so that we are able to live in that sure and certain knowledge that by his death and resurrection, we who live in our faith have been blessed with eternal life. While we most likely will add other praises and thanksgivings, we now have filled ourselves up with those two big blessings, and we are ready to leave our beds and start our day. Now, I think St. Benedict's has the best choir in California, and perhaps anywhere. Okay, I am a little prejudiced there. And because today I wanted us to have some fun along with my message, I have asked a few members of our esteemed choir to help me out. I didn't hear that, John.
So will they still be esteemed after that?
You're always esteemed, my friends. So right now we're going to tune in to a few of the Apostle radio stations to help us with the tools we need to get through our day. Let's tune our radios to Apostle Station 630 KLAF. I'm sure a number of you recall a section of the Reader's Digest, a magazine which seemed to be required reading when I was growing up. My favorite section in that magazine was "Laughter is the Best Medicine." I found out that today, medical science says laughter is good for you. We know that when we laugh, our face muscles enjoy a good stretch. So it is considered exercise, believe it or not, and researchers say it will even burn some calories. What a bonus, right? As an additional bonus, it generally puts our mood in a much better place in case we have temporarily fallen into a cranky foxhole. Job 8:21 says, "He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy." Doesn't that just make you smile? There is joy in laughter. Joy is defined as great exultation and jubilation. Actually, the words joy, joyous, and joyful are used over 200 times in the Bible. In 1 Peter, referring to Jesus, we read, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your very souls." So remember, after waking this morning, we thank God for that very gift. In our lives today, we are constantly being bombarded with stories that can frustrate us, particularly about our environment, which is rapidly degrading, and other stories about situations at national borders, not only our own, but borders abroad as well. And there are ways we can do things to make a difference in these concerns and critical issues, like doing a better job of recycling and working for earth care programs, or working for programs to aid and resettle refugees. But first, we need to remind ourselves how we need to go forth to do these things. We need to put ourselves mentally into that good place. One of those ways is to put ourselves into a place of joy and laughter, even if the subject matter is unhappy. And even if you are having a sad or a bad day, or feel that you are the only person you can make a difference, just remember that you can make that difference. We need not to carry heavy hearts into our work. It is from that joyous place that we need to go forth with others. It is the very way of being that we take ourselves into the world to help with things that we want to do. As an example, I want to quote from an article about Brother Lawrence. I would suspect that some of you have heard of Brother Lawrence. He was born in 1666 and after an injury joined a Carmelite monastery in France as a lowly servant in the kitchen. I had always heard of him as the happy dishwasher. There, Brother Lawrence learned to cultivate his relationship with God. For Brother Lawrence, common business was not the sacredness or worldly status of the task, but the motivation behind it. He said, "Nor is it needful that we should have great things to do. We can do little things for God. I turn the cake that is frying on the pan for the love of him, and that done, if there be nothing else to call me, I prostrate myself in worship before him, who has given me grace to work. Afterwards I rise happier than a king. It is enough for me to pick up but a straw from the ground for the love of God." Brother Lawrence retreated to a place in his heart where the love of God made every detail of his life of surpassing value. He said, "I began to live as if there were no one save God and me in the world." He said, "If I were to be responsible for guiding souls, I would urge everyone to be aware of God's constant presence, if for no other reason, that his presence is a delight to our souls and spirit. Together, God and Brother Lawrence cooked meals, ran errands, scrubbed pots, and endured the scorn of the world." So you see, it's not so much the things you do, but your joy in being connected to God that sends you forth to do these things. When we are joyous, people notice. When they hear our laugh, they notice. We as apostles of Christ want people to notice. Since we are in that happy place that is full of laughter and joy, let's move our dials to 780 and Apostle Station KGIV.
KGIV.
Since our day has already started from a place of thanksgiving and praise, laughter and joy, let's think now about how we can give. There are myriad ways to support others. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, "So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others." So let's not look at what of what we give, but rather the why and the how, the very reason that we give and how we do it. We give to others because we realize that all we have belongs to God in the first place, and we are only the caretakers. We give to others to thank and praise God for all he has given us, his only begotten Son, who in life taught us the ways of generosity and in death gave us the ultimate gift of a promise of everlasting life. And while we're on station KGIV, let's add four in front of it. So now we have forgive. In our gospel reading from John today, Jesus says to his apostles, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now, this sentence was kind of difficult for me to understand. Of course, I admit there are many things in the Bible I don't understand. So seeking help, I do what I always do. I went looking for how others interpreted it. The answer I could most identify with is an article from Reasoning from the Scriptures with Catholics by Ron Rhodes. Mr. Rhodes says that only God can forgive sins and that Jesus, as part of the Godhead, can as well. And since we have been sent out, we are obligated to share the gospel message, the way to heaven, to others in the world, and that we go about that mission with the Holy Spirit living inside us, guiding as we share his truth. We are obligated to tell people the only way to be forgiven is through faith. So we are not here to forgive someone else's sins. We are here as the apostles to show others that through their own faith in Jesus, he will forgive their sins. The article from Mr. Rhodes continues, "Jesus preached a crucial message about forgiving our brothers and sisters as God forgave us. We stand in grace in that forgiveness, and he expects us to keep our hearts pure towards others, not holding grudges, especially after he gave us such undeserved love and forgiveness at such a high personal cost to himself. Grace is a bridge to the world that we all inhabit together." And while we are not God, I see us moving through our days forgiving others as God forgives us. We should not hold on to anger with others as God does not hold on to anger with us. Even when we continually judge others, say unkind things to and about others, be angry, jealous, or resentful, we must learn to let those feelings go. When we do that, we are in harmony with God and ourselves. When we give to others, people notice. When we forgive others, people notice. We as apostles of Christ want people to notice. Now, my brothers and sisters, we are moving through our day, which started with thanksgiving and praise and became full of joy and laughter while giving and forgiving others. So let's give our dial another turn to 1600, love the address, to Apostle Station KLYT. In radio speak, those call letters spell light. Last week, Carol gave us a stirring pronouncement that we indeed are God's light in the world. Her images were stunning and her words were delivered in clear and inspiring voice. Light will always illuminate the darkness. So let's not hide that light under a bushel basket. Let's be the light. And as we go about our day with all our love of Jesus and all we have been given, our light needs to radiate into the world. Again, in the Gospel of Matthew, as one of the Beatitudes we hear, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In that same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. When we are right with God and we open our hearts and minds to the flame of the Holy Spirit, the light of Christ Jesus will shine through us. We don't really have to do anything, but just open ourselves to live and walk in our faith. And that light will shine through us and light the way for others to find God's path and walk in the ways of Christ Jesus. When we are filled with light, people notice. When we are filled with the flame of the Holy Spirit, people notice. And we, as apostles of Christ, want people to notice. So our day is off to a great start. We began at our awakening offering thanksgiving and praise, and once we were up and on our feet, God's presence filled us with joy and laughter. And our hearts were filled with the spirit of giving and offering forgiveness to those we had blamed for something, or those who had blamed us, or those we had hurt in some way, or those who had hurt us. So now we tune our radio station to the last apostle station on the dial, 1760 K-Love. The word love is in the Bible many, many times. It may not be the word most often used, but I believe it's one of the most important, if not the most important word in our Bibles. Paul says in 1 Corinthians that of faith, hope, and love, love is the greatest because you can't have the first two without love. And we know that when asked, Jesus told the crowd that the two greatest commandments were first to love God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul. And the second was to love your neighbor as yourself. We hear in the Gospel of John that we should love one another as Jesus loved us. And in the Gospel of John, we hear one of the most quoted verses in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son for us, so that whoever believes in him shall not die, but shall have everlasting life. We are filled with the love of God day and night. Then we are playing God's music and hearing God's words on every apostle station. We are being in God so that we can do in God. When we are filled with the love of God, people notice. When we are filled with the love of others, people notice. We as apostles of Christ want people to notice. I want to leave you with some pictures of love. It's about a minute of pictures. And some of these pictures came from Shelley's and my camp albums. Children's Association for Maximum Potential, thus the name Camp Camp, is a special place where kids with very severe disabilities can go and get to be kids. There is a largely, mostly volunteer medical staff, and each kid has a one-on-one counselor. Except for lead staff, these counselors are teenagers who donate their time and talents simply out of love. Our day has been filled with all of these ways of being, my sisters and brothers. I believe this is how we go out the red doors and the doors of your house and are the apostles of Jesus the Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, amen.
There is a in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle.